From the Auburn Sports Network, Tiger Talk is on the air. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance. Protect your car, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Alabama Power, proud to support the Auburn Tigers. Golden Flake, the favorite potato chip of the Auburn Tigers. Verizon, the exclusive 5G partner of Auburn Athletics. And by Ford. For great offers on F-150, visit your local Ford dealer, official truck of the Auburn Tigers. Tweet questions at AU Sports Network or email aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Now, the host of Tiger Talk, alongside Brad Law, here's the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham.
Two games remain on the regular season schedule, and the Tigers will go to battle without two of its top offensive threats. Good evening, and War Eagle. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance. Far and find your car, protect your car's home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. With Brad Law, I'm Andy Burcham. First this evening, Auburn equestrian coach Greg Williams joins. His top-ranked Tigers head to Texas A&M and Baylor to close the fall portion of the schedule. Offensive coordinator Mike Bubba is the first football coach on the show tonight. We'll talk about getting T.J. Finley ready for his first Auburn start. One of Auburn's transfers joins us next. Echo Leota makes the move from Northwestern to Auburn. He has 8 tackles for loss and 5 sacks this season. Head coach Brian Harsin joins at the bottom of the hour. We'll preview the battle with South Carolina Saturday evening at 6. Our coverage on the Auburn Sports Network begins with the Tiger Tailgate Show presented by Kaneka Sausage at 3 from Williams-Brice Stadium. Auburn Volleyball is playing Florida as we speak, then hosts Kentucky in a pair of matches starting Saturday. Swimming and diving competes at Georgia Tech starting tomorrow. Men's basketball plays at USF Friday at 6. Coverage on the Auburn Sports Network at 5:30. Women's basketball will host Georgia Southern tomorrow night at 7, then play at Georgia Tech on Sunday. Joyce Camelli runs in the NCAA Cross Country Championship on Saturday. Stay tuned. We're back with Greg Williams as Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance, continues in a moment.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance. And providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today. And let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Hey, this is Auburn head coach Brian Harsin. I not only believe in Ford and what they stand for, I'm a proud owner of one too. Because when you've got big players and coaches on board, you need a big truck. It's roomy, it's comfortable, and hey, I like the power too. In my opinion, Ford doesn't just strive to be the best, they succeed at it. Ford F-150, official truck of the Auburn Tigers. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
The 2-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer, hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me 2 mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's a great day for Auburn fans to get vaccinated. The Alabama Department of Public Health is offering the COVID-19 vaccine to anyone 12 years of age and older. The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and free. After you are fully vaccinated, you can safely resume many activities that you did before the pandemic. Don't let COVID-19 stop you from supporting your favorite team. Help protect yourself, your friends, and our campus by getting the COVID-19 vaccine. To schedule your appointment, visit alcovidvaccine.gov.
Submit questions by emailing aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Now, back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
Yep, we already have some questions waiting in the hopper tonight via email, aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Mike Bobo, Brian Harsin coming up, as well as Eku Liota a little later on in tonight's show. We're going to talk a little equestrian, though, first, and hear from head coach Greg Williams. First, let's remind you that if your outdoor project requires any type of digging, better get on that soon because the weather's going to be too cold for that soon. Alabama 811 wants to remind you that if you have underground lines, you need to get those marked at least two full working days before starting your project. Visit al811.com or dial 811 for more information on that safe digging process. Equestrian is on the road. They're headed west to the state of Texas to meet Texas A&M tomorrow at 1 p.m. and then Baylor Friday at 11 a.m. An update now, Andy Burcham visits with head coach Greg Williams.
Coach, a week off to prepare for two very, very tough matches on the road in the state of Texas.
Yes, these are really tough. And I got out of a really tough one on the road against SMU. That was kind of a measuring stick for me. Texas A&M, though, they've got one loss, and that was on the road against a team we got to play the day after them. So I don't know which one's going to be rougher, but I do know, having a lot of experience with Texas A&M, they're a better team this year. It'll be a little tough in College Station, but our girls are riding well. We're ready for it.
Talk just about going on the road and back-to-back road meets for you at this point of the season, Coach.
Well, you know, it's not what you just love to do, but it's just financially feasible to be when you travel there to pick up two teams while you're doing that. And so that's a big piece in our sport, but it does. You've got double the amount of patterns you've got to know. You've got to know all the, which really means a lot of different marks you have to do. You're going into strange arenas. So it puts a lot more on the mental piece. You know, it changes something from 10 maneuvers times 10 spots to 20 maneuvers and 10 spots that you've got to be able to execute perfectly. And then, you know, plus just to deal with your 4-minute warm up on a strange horse.
Talk just a little bit about that. You and I have talked about this a little bit, but what is the key when you're on the road and you're working with the other team's horses? And I know that folks do the same thing when they come to Auburn, but what's your instruction? What are the kids' mindsets as they're getting on a brand new horse and they've got 4 minutes to learn about that brand new horse?
Well, first off, like every other sport, recruiting. I mean, you start that with recruiting, you get girls that have that ability and seem to be able to adapt easily. There are some great riders that win a lot, but they're not able to adapt like that. So you're trying to find that out for recruiting. Then our practices are structured around that. It is about arming them and their tools. You don't have enough time to think it out, really. It's got to be instinctive. Everything has to be an instinctive maneuver, and it's from practicing all those unknowns. You literally have to put what should be an unknown, you actually practice for each one of them so that they have it in them and they can be able to make adjustments right there on the fly. So 4 minutes, they just need to, they're really good hands. They've got to establish a relationship with that horse. And, you know, that it's one thing when you get a bad horse, you can't just pray about it. You got to pray. So it's, they've got to be able to react on the spot.
What are the strengths of what you know so far? What are the strengths of these two teams that you face, Texas A&M and Baylor, Coach?
I would say the strength of Baylor is that they've become more uniform on both sides, on both the jumping seat and the Western. I would say right now the scary thing about Texas A&M is how well they're riding on the jumping side. I mean, it's always been, you know, a tough place to beat them on their horses, but they're riding extremely well on that side right now. So they're really deep there. Baylor seems to be more balanced than they have been in years past. They're going to be overall, we can't drop it in yet.
Off this subject just a bit, you and I both lost a dear friend and colleague in Meredith Jenkins, Coach, over the weekend. What did she mean to you as a friend, as a colleague, and what did she mean to the equestrian program during her time at Auburn as senior women's administrator?
Well, she's been here. She watched. I mean, she's been part of the evolution of our sport. So she's big for equestrian alone. But for me, my biggest goal, I like to win or I hate losing. You know, I'm driven to win. But my real mission is empowering young women. And Meredith is one of the best examples of that. Because in a world where it's not easy to be a leader as a woman in the athletic world, getting more of the norm now, but she was one of the best leaders I've ever been around. And to do that as a woman in such a heavily male-dominated area, I thought that was just a great testament. But she was just a dear friend. She cared about the athletes more than I've ever maybe known anybody to just genuinely care about the athletes. She cared about the coaches, she really cared about people. So she was just a great colleague to work with, very fun. But she would work in the background. She never cared about credit. She only cared about results. She was an amazing woman.
Well put, Coach. Thank you very much. Wish you all the best this week. Safe travels and War Eagle.
War Eagle.
All right, that's Auburn Equestrian Coach Greg Williams. Again, the Tigers are in Texas starting tomorrow to take on Texas A&M. That's a 1 o'clock starting College Station. And then they will meet Baylor on Friday. So back-to-back competitions for Auburn Equestrian, 11 o'clock start Friday against Baylor. AuburnTigers.com to follow the competition, to get live scoring and more. Again, AuburnTigers.com and Auburn Equestrian on the road in Texas. When we come back, we will shift our attention to football. Auburn is at South Carolina, game 11 of the regular season Saturday night. We'll visit with offensive coordinator Mike Bobo. A little later on, Eku Leota talks about the edge, living on the edge there defensively for the Tigers, and then Brian Harsin a little bit later on to tell us about things from the head coach's perspective. Stay with us. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Auburn Women's Gymnastics returns to Auburn Arena Friday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. for their preview meet presented by Max Credit Union. Get your first look at your Auburn Tigers as they compete in their annual inter-squad in front of the Auburn family. Tickets for the event are free but must be claimed at a partner location of Auburn Athletics. For more information on where you can secure your ticket to the meet, visit auburntigers.com/preview meet. That's Auburn Gymnastics on December 3rd at 7 p.m. for their annual preview meet presented by Max Credit Union. Get your tickets today and War Eagle.
We did it again. Verizon was just named America's most reliable network by RootMetrics for the 16th time in a row, proving once again that nobody builds networks like Verizon builds networks. That's why we're building 5G right. That's why there's only one best network, Verizon. Best and most reliable based on RootMetrics reports from second half 2013 to first half 2021 of three operators on all network types combined, not specific to 5G networks.
This just in, Auburn Bank has completed their 114th year of serving their community.
This next one goes out to Auburn Bank, champions of you.
Touchdown, Auburn Bank! The champions of you are 114-0!
Welcome to Auburn Bank. How can we help?
I hear y'all are undefeated.
Helping you achieve your financial goals is our goal. Visit championsofyou.com to see how we can serve you. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
And we welcome you back on Tiger Talk. The Tigers are on the road a Saturday night at 6 at South Carolina. We'll have a pregame coverage starting at 3 with the Tiger Tailgate Show presented by Konecka Sausage from Williams-Brice Stadium. Joined now by Auburn quarterbacks coach, offensive coordinator, Mike Bobo. Coach, good to have you with us.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
What is this week like for the not only the OC but also the quarterback coach after Bo goes down and you're getting a new guy ready to start for the Tigers?
Well, I know it's coach speak, but injuries are part of the game and they happen. But, you know, it's very unfortunate for Bo that the injury happened last week. But, you know, just what kind of kid he is and the toughness he displayed in the last game. I think he broke his ankle in the third quarter right there before he missed the field goal, the long pass he completed and then played, I think, three more drives. Just showed unbelievable toughness. Disappointed for him, but at the same time, you're excited for the next guy. You know, he's a getting him ready this week. But a lot of credit goes to him. He's been engaged and throughout the whole year. And you know, it's words that you say to these guys all the time about, hey, you're an ankle away, you know, from playing. So you got to lock in and you got to focus. And he's done a nice job of focusing and building relationships with guys on this team. So he stepped in and done a nice job this week of leading at practice and executing the game plan that we've got in for South Carolina. And we've got a couple more days to still get ready, and then he's just got to go out and play. And I don't think the moment will be too big for him. He's played in ball games. He's played in big ball games. He's played in other people's stadiums in this league, and he's got to go out and do his job and trust his teammates.
Coach, what is TJ's biggest strength from an on-field perspective? And then where is he maybe the most developed off the field in some of those external things?
Well, I think one of his strengths is he's got some poise. He's got command. When he takes the field, he does a good job of leading the guys and getting them – not just getting them lined up, but taking over. You know, you're like a coach on the field as a quarterback, and he has a presence about him and commands respect from the other guys, which is good to see. You know, you're always working on your craft as a quarterback. I don't think you've ever arrived. You know, fundamentally, we've worked on a lot of things, you know, with his footwork and his balance. Sometimes he doesn't like to get his back leg under his right hip where he can drive and have power, and he's doing a nice job of that this year and working on that. And you know, so there's always little things you can work on, and then he's a new guy in a new system, learning the system and learning the ins and outs of this system, which our whole offense is, our whole team is. And you know, that's always a process, but he's got to be the guy a step ahead of everybody else and help guys get on the same page, and he's doing a good job of that.
Not only do you have a new quarterback that starts on Saturday night, but you're without a guy that had been about as automatic as you can get as a place kicker. And I'm not asking you to give away the farm here because I know you won't. But does it change how you call a game without an Anders Carlson and a new quarterback out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to – you know, we sat down as a staff and I met with Coach Harson. We talked about the strengths that we think TJ brings and what he does best. And, you know, you try to focus your game plan around that and then what other guys – you know, how they're going to perform around him. So I think as far as that, you know, we built our game plan this week around the strengths of who we've got playing. As far as, you know, who's kicking out there, I think, you know, we're going to – you know, you'll go by what coach believes in that situation, what we need to do. And, you know, it's like you tell anybody, coach says it all the time, you got the next man's up. You know, you got to trust who's in there. They've had training. They've had practice. Probably haven't taken every rep like the starting kicker or the starting quarterback has all year. But they've had, you know, a lot of practice and a lot of mental reps, and you got to trust them to go out there and do their jobs. And that's the same thing with talking to the quarterbacks after practice. You know, each play is a new play. You got to trust the line on the protection. You got to trust whatever receiver's out there, wherever the coverage tells you to go. You got to let it go, and you got to trust they're going to make the play.
Offensive line, those guys have collectively and individually kind of fought through some pain and some injuries throughout the year. The matchup is obviously critical every week. How much crossover or carryover knowledge of the South Carolina defensive personnel do you bring from your time last year in Columbia? And just kind of talk about the matchup, those guys up front and your offensive line.
Well, know a lot of those guys because being over there a year and seeing those guys practice and perform in games. Now, they do have a number of new guys that were transfers in on the defense that they're playing. It's obviously a new defensive coordinator, but you know, the personnel and talking to our offensive staff about these guys and kind of what are their strengths, you know, kind of their go-to moves. And, you know, they've got a really, really good pass rusher who we went against every day in practice, J.J. Ingambare, that does a nice job. And, you know, just talked about some of his moves that he likes to do and some of the strengths and weaknesses of their DBs. You know, and so, I mean, you've got a knowledge of those guys, and that's – you know, I was talking to another coach at another program. You know, you've been in this league for, you know, such a long time, and I went to Colorado State for 5 years, and you're not in the league, and you're kind of not recruiting the same kind of people. So a lot of these teams that we're playing, you know, I don't even know these guys from high school because we didn't even recruit them. This team, I actually have an idea about who they are, their strengths and weaknesses. And when you're in the league a long time, you're like, oh, I remember that guy out of high school. You know things about them. So we play in a lot of these teams that I, you know, really – you know, well, who is that guy? Where was he? Coach Friend knows about him because he's been in the league at Tennessee for a while. So I think that's always an advantage, you know, when you're in, you know, in a league a long time and know guys from playing against them and obviously even recruiting them. This team, you know, is a little bit different from the other teams that we played this year. I know a lot about these guys.
What have you looked for from TJ this week just as a response in getting ready? What does that look like for you as the offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach?
Well, I mean, it's your everyday focus. You know, coach says all the time, trying to go 1-0. You know, we want to go, and it's not just words, 1-0 every day, and that'll give us a chance to go 1-0 on Saturday. And it's putting in the work, putting in the time, studying. And he's been doing that even when he was the backup. But, you know, he's in the office every day early. He's talking about, you know, the install before we even go over it in the meeting. He's asking for clips. He's getting the drawings early. So he's preparing before we even have the meeting with the coach. And I think that's always, you know, a good sign for guys that, you know, you're prepared before the meeting even starts. Yes, we're going to go over it again, but you're so prepared. You've got questions when I start going over the concept of that play. So that's the one thing is, hey, you know, respond the right way. Come in here and work. It's, you know, it's your show this week, and take responsibility. It's a big responsibility being a quarterback at any level, especially in this league. And, you know, if you want to win on the road in this league, you got to have good quarterback play to do it.
How settled into their roles within your running game are your three primary running backs at this point, 10 games into the season?
Well, I mean, I think there are three guys. I think, you know, our running game has not, you know, been productive as what we would like. Just, you know, that's point blank, honest, transparent truth. And we got to find a way to get those guys going. I think there's some talented guys, and we got to do a better job of getting them some plays that can kind of get them starting and getting them a rhythm. We hadn't really gotten a rhythm the last couple of weeks to be able to get those guys going. So that's something that we need to do this week. And anytime, you know, you get that running game going, it's going to help your quarterback. And we're going to need that running game when we're starting a new quarterback on the road.
How much does it help knowing that what TJ did at the end of the Georgia State game? I mean, he was out there in a pressure-packed situation. Yes, it was home. It was not an SEC opponent, but at that point that it came in, the ball game was on the line at that time.
No, I think any time, you know, experience is valuable. And any time you get, you know, playing experience and getting snaps on the field, I think that's valuable. It's good for your confidence. And that's only, you know, when you go out there and you have success, it builds confidence. And I think that built his confidence that he could go out there and do it. And it gave confidence, his teammates gained confidence in him as well.
Thank you very much for the visit tonight. Look forward to watching your guys out there Saturday.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Right, War Eagle. Auburn offensive coordinator Mike Bobo joining us. When we come back, the football talk continues. We'll switch to the other side of the ball, and we'll visit with Eku Leota. Give us a defensive perspective here as the Tigers get set to take on the Gamecocks on the road. Stay with us. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
We did it again. Verizon was just named America's most reliable network by Root Metrics for the 16th time in a row, proving once again that nobody builds networks like Verizon builds networks. That's why we're building 5G right. That's why there's only one best network, Verizon. Best and most reliable based on Root Metrics reports from second half 2013 to first half 2021 of three operators on all network types combined, not specific to 5G networks.
This is the moment you've been waiting for, working for, pushing yourself for. The moment to leave it all on the field.
Blue 42!
Because when you break free and we rise to our feet,
touchdown!
That powerful moment connects us all. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Power for a better Alabama.
Trustmark is the bank that fits you to a
T.
You can bank right on your phone or
tablet
with the My Trustmark app. Our mortgage lenders will help you buy your dream
two-story tutor.
And Trustmark Tailored Wealth offers
tried and true
advice that makes
transforming
your future a piece of
toast.
Nice. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
You're listening to Tiger Talk from the Auburn Sports Network. Back to Andy and Brad.
All right, back on the show now, and we are joined by Eku Leota, member of the Auburn football team, and the transfer from Northwestern, making an impact on this defense this year. Eku, thank you very much for joining us and be with us tonight. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here tonight, Eku. Let's talk a little bit about the trek for your family. Your mom is originally from North Carolina. You haven't lived your whole life, though, in North Carolina, though, right?
Yes, sir. I was born in Samoa, so and then my mother, she came to Samoa for an internship, and then that's where she met my father, and then they moved to North Carolina in 2007, and that brought me to North Carolina in 2007, so that's where I started, you know.
And you start in college at Northwestern.
Yes, sir.
From Northwestern to Auburn, kind of give us an idea of the college decision, the first decision to head west and north into the cold and the wind.
Northwestern.
That's right, yeah. North and west. Yeah. There you are. Yeah, okay. And then to come to where it's a little hotter, a little more humid. Just kind of give us the tale behind that journey.
Yeah, so my decision to go to Northwestern, I really it was really just to get good academics and a good like football scheme as well. So, but after I graduated, I got my degree. I wanted to look towards somewhere I can really capitalize on the football, and Auburn plays really good competition, so that's really what made my decision to come down here in Auburn, SEC country. So yes, sir.
How has your role changed, if it has, from when you played at Northwestern to play that edge role here at Auburn?
Yeah, so in the Big Ten, I feel like it was more run heavy, so I was really just more focused on punching my target and just staying in my gaps and not really emphasizing playing on the edge as much as like rushing the passer, and it was more of just hitting my target and stuff. But here it's more of a little bit of both, of just first, second down hitting my target and then converting to pass rush in third downs and rush downs, and and working with Coach Eason and Coach Watts, they really emphasize working the hands and this has really helped me out. So
8 tackles for loss, 5 sacks.
Yes, sir.
Kind of in this newish role for you. Did it take some while, just as far as the transition, for you to kind of get familiar and comfortable in the role here?
For sure. The first couple games was just getting my feet wet. The first game was Akron, and the stadium and the atmosphere was. I would probably say the moment was, big, but, after getting used to it, I kind of started, taking off after that. So, I love it. I love it down here, though. Yeah.
It's your first year at Auburn, but you're a guy with experience. So, in practice or off the field, how forward have you been about taking guys under your wing and being one of those leaders in the locker room, practice field, and even outside the facility?
Yeah, so when I first coming in, you have to earn it, like everyone else, coming in new. And I was really just looking at TD and Derek Hall and just seeing how they ran things and trying to follow their lead. And but overall, we really worked together, For a couple of weeks, it was a 3-man row between me, Derek, and TD. So in terms of taking people under our wings, I think we three just do a good job of just setting by example, note-taking, and how we carry ourselves throughout the facilities as well. So
a week ago against Mississippi State, you guys were rushing the quarterback almost every single play. Talk about just the difference of facing a more balanced attack in South Carolina this weekend.
Yeah, so Mississippi State was just straight spread, We knew they were just going to pass the ball a lot, and it was a lot of three-man rush that game, and we even knew they were going to pass the ball a lot. But South Carolina, they're more of a gap scheme, so we're going to get a lot of power counters, split zones, and we're going to be ready to fill our gaps and just play hard this week. So.
How hard was it to flush the Mississippi State game and put the focus on South Carolina? How much hunger is there for you guys defensively to get back out on the field?
Yeah, it was tough. It was really tough just because it was not the way we wanted it to go, especially having that kind of lead in the beginning. But, Chandler Wooten, our captains, they talk to the team and they emphasize just finishing strong. Mm-hmm. You got to finish strong throughout these next three games that we for sure have. So, but it's just finishing strong at this point. Do what you can and just go out and set like a good foundation for the off season for sure. So.
You're one of 22 on this roster right now that already has their bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. What are you working on now in your graduate work?
Yes, I'm pursuing a second degree in sports science, and I like the classes here. One of my classes is yoga, and so I get to get some extra recovery in through my classes. So, yes, sir.
What would you like to do after football is over, whenever that day is for you?
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but I do want to be around the game for a while. So maybe go into coaching for sure. Yeah. So, but there's still a lot to find out. So.
Sure.
I like to ask this question when soft-spoken guys come in who do bad things on the football field to the opponents. Where does the intensity come from, and when does it click on for you come game time?
Yeah, I guess I do get the soft-spoken.
I thought you took a yoga class before you came in to talk to us.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just the game, the violence of the game is just it brings out a different mode in me, and that's where I can just take it all, out. So, but I watch a lot of, Haka videos, with my culture, Polynesian culture, and that really gets me going and brings out a different beast.
The switch, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you watch some videos and you turn that switch on. It's time to go. Time to eat.
Appreciate the visit tonight. Certainly, yes, thank sir. You. We're glad to have you here at Auburn, and wish you all the best. Wish you good luck this weekend. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Thank you very much.
Echo Loyota joining us tonight on Tiger Talk, one of Auburn's outstanding edge rushers for the Tigers. When we come back, we'll switch gears. We'll talk with head coach Brian Harsin. Stay tuned. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Live Sports Radio, bringing you all the action of game day with no delay. Every touchdown, tackle, sideline report, and all the analysis from Andy Burcham, Stan White, and Ronnie Brown with no delay. At home and on the road, $25 new or $10 to reprogram the one you already have. Also, use it for every broadcast of home men's and women's basketball, baseball, and softball games, all with no delay. With Live Sports Radio, presented by Alpha Insurance.
This is the moment you've been waiting for, working for, pushing yourself for. The moment to leave it all on the field. Because when you break free and we rise to our feet,
touchdown!
That powerful moment connects us all. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Power for a better Alabama.
We all have our mountains, the challenges that push us further. At Coors Light, our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. That's why all of our breweries cold lager to give Coors Light its signature crisp taste. It's why we cold filter to ensure brilliance and clarity. And it's why we package cold to seal in Coors Light's refreshing flavor. Because we believe every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
It's a great day for Auburn fans to get vaccinated. The Alabama Department of Public Health is offering the COVID-19 vaccine to anyone 12 years of age and older. The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and free. After you are fully vaccinated, you can safely resume many activities that you did before the pandemic. Don't let COVID-19 stop you from supporting your favorite team. Help protect yourself, your friends, and our campus by getting the COVID-19 vaccine. To schedule your appointment, visit alcovidvaccine.gov. Welcome back on Tiger Talk, Auburn and South Carolina on Saturday. Don't forget, we've got Auburn men's basketball for you Friday.
Yes.
The Tigers at USF. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to follow what you're going to say. I was just preparing you for that.
It's a 6 o'clock start. Sonny Smith joins me on the call. Brad Law, of course, joins me on the call as well on Friday. We'll be on the air at 5:30 with the Tiger Tip-Off Show. And then, of course, Auburn and South Carolina on Saturday night, 6 o'clock Central Time. We're on the air starting at 3 o'clock.
I was just going to add on top of that I was going to remind the greatest listening audience in the world that next week it's Thanksgiving week and we shift some things around.
Yeah.
And Tiger Talk will be Monday next week. 6 o'clock. It'll be an Iron Bowl preview edition. We'll recap the South Carolina game and look ahead to the Iron Bowl next week. Tiger Talk on Monday.
At 6. Yeah.
Plan accordingly.
Auburn AV, your best choice for tailgate, wedding, and special event rentals. Contact them before your next event. 334-821-2701. Auburn AV is the preferred audio-video source for Auburn Athletics. Joined now by Auburn head coach, Brian Harsin. War Eagle.
War Eagle, guys.
Good to have you here tonight.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Just a regular run-of-the-mill type of week. Know that there's,
No such thing.
Yeah, no.
There's no such thing.
They're all a little bit different. Describe the challenge going into this week when you have a couple of guys who are so high profile on one side of the ball, being the starting quarterback and your place kicker, who have been dependable and reliable, and now working with new faces there.
Well, it's disappointing, for those guys, let me say that. And both are doing well. So, we appreciate that. We got great people here in the medical area and surgeons and all that. So they've done a great job. They're in great spirits and you got to move forward. That's one of the things about football, and I've told guys that too. Unfortunately, guys get hurt and you're on the field and when you come off the field, the game goes on. And so we've been back at practice. TJ and some of the other players have stepped up, and they need to in those roles. And that's happened throughout the season. That's always going to happen every year. You'll be very fortunate if you ever have a season where everybody stays completely healthy and your starters are always out there and available. And so that's why guys practice. That's why they prepare. That's why they stay focused. And so when their moments come, they get a chance to take advantage of it. And no different this week. So we move forward and – we learn from the last game, we get on to this one, we practice, we prepare. And really it still comes back to what we're trying to get done each and every week, and that's get better every day, that's be focused on the task at hand, and then go play a complete game of football on Saturday to the best of our ability. And our guys have done a good job this week of just hearing that message again and trying to execute that each and every day, and it's got to show up on Saturday.
T.J. Finley named the starting quarterback pretty early. You did not name a kicker for you on Monday. Has that decision been made? And are you ready to tell us if that decision has been made?
Well, Evan McGuire and Ben Patton, both those guys are going to be kicking for us. Ben's been in a position where he's taken reps as our second guy with our field goals and has done a good job in those areas. I think Evan's kicked the ball well through the season, and so both those guys will have opportunities. Ben will be ready to play. Evan will be ready to play. And so those guys have done a good job this week up to this point. And the big thing is they'll get their opportunities in the game. And for me, it's not so much about don't be nervous when you go out there. Be excited. Like, this is the chance you've been waiting for. This is the opportunity you want. You stand on the sideline and every player that's not playing always thinks they should be playing. And then so, and it's unfortunate when things happen like this, but nonetheless, you have a chance to go out there and play. So take advantage of it, prepare properly, and then, go out there and do your job and do it to the best of your ability. And both those guys will have a chance to do that.
We saw the way the team responded in the Georgia State game when TJ went in the second half. One of the great things about really any team sport is in a situation like this, this can kind of be a rallying point. How much encouragement have you seen from the other guys toward TJ and Ben and Evan? Or really any time there's an opportunity for somebody who hasn't been the guy at a position to become the guy at a position.
Right. Well, I think certainly each and every player on our team knows that they have a responsibility. And I know what you're asking. You know, when it's always the backup quarterback is always the most popular guy at times. And believe me, I was a backup. I was the backup to the backup. So I know, you know, what it feels like to be there sometimes. And what it really comes down to is guys that are on the field, they need to do their job. And, you know, the quarterback is no different. And that's really what every player expects. Yeah. You know, and that's really how I think we've operated this entire year as well. You know, having Bo out there, it was no different for him. Do your job. TJ, no different for him. Go out there and do your job. And every guy around you as well, you know, you need to execute your assignments. And so, you know, the main focus is just on how we get 11 guys all working together on the offensive side to execute, score points, and then play four quarters of football. That's what it comes down to. So, now, the exciting part is, and we talked about it in our team meeting, there's several guys on this team that are going to have chances to play a little bit more than they have this entire year. So, guys, you know, hey, help those guys out. But the guys that have been playing, you need to elevate your game. Don't expect them to come in there and all of a sudden they're going to make this huge difference right away if you guys aren't also getting better and having yourselves ready to play as well. So it's 11 men on the field that have to do their job and, you know, do their assignments, be disciplined, and play like we need to play to win.
Fair to say that, in other words, maybe it's too simple, I don't know, to say when the guys are on the field, there's no starter, no backup. You're the quarterback or the kicker or the lineman or the linebacker. There's no real differentiation. If you're on the field, you're on the field.
Well, I think of it like that. If you're playing, there's a reason why you're out there. You know, you're starting in that moment. You're starting on that play. And I've played two quarterbacks in the past, and when the second quarterback came off the bench and played, like, that was his play. Well, you know, and I would consider it, and I would say this too for that particular player, is like, that's your play. If we thought the other guy was better, we'd play him. So this is your chance to go in there and execute. And, you know, for TJ, as he comes in, no different. Run the offense, operate how you need to. Make sure that the guys around you are getting the information that they need. And, you know, there are starters, there are backups. That's why you have competition and all that. However, when you're on the field, your mindset has to be, you know, I'm the guy that needs to be out here. There's a reason why I'm here. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to make sure I execute it at a high level. And if it's one play or it's 80 plays in the game, either way, they all matter to us, and we need to go out there and do a great job at it.
All right. We'll have more with head coach Brian Harsin when Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
When it's game day on the plains, it's all about tradition, family, friends, and football. And that tradition continues with Auburn and Golden Flake snacks. Proudly wear your colors and tailgate with the simple Southern goodness of delicious Golden Flake snacks. So grab a bag of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. It's game time. Tailgate with Golden Flake, the official salty snack of the Auburn Tiger.
The official motions for quiet. That's Ed from Auburn Bank looking over another commercial loan application. He's assessing the capital needs of the small business. And long-term local relationships are his specialty. The client's liking it. They're really liking it. They love it! Exactly the hands-on experience they were looking for. Another local business with the capital they need for a big win. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC.
We all have our mountains, the challenges that push us further. At Coors Light, our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. That's why all of our breweries cold lager to give Coors Light its signature crisp taste. It's why we cold filter to ensure brilliance and clarity. And it's why we package cold to seal in Coors Light's refreshing flavor. Because we believe every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
It's the best time of year. It's time to command the season at Kia of Auburn. Command your family travel plans with the all-new Carnival MPV or the new 2022 Kia Sportage, the newest of the Kia SUVs. Plus, it's easy to upgrade with more for your trade-in at Kia of Auburn. Selection, price, trade-in value. Command the season today at KiaofAuburn.com, where you're always number one.
With approved credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, N1322.
You're listening to Tiger Talk from the Auburn Sports Network. Back to Andy and Brad.
Welcome back on Tiger Talk. The Tigers in South Carolina Saturday evening at 6. We'll be on the air at 3 o'clock from Williams-Brice Stadium as Auburn head coach Brian Harsin joins us tonight on Tiger Talk. When you've looked at, let me ask about just the response from TJ this week. What are you looking for as a head coach, a former offensive coordinator, former quarterback and a quarterback's coach? What are you looking for from TJ this week?
Well, number one, just, you know, I want him to be excited about his opportunity. He's definitely that. He wants to play. This is a chance for him to get out there, and certainly he's prepared himself and done the work to deserve an opportunity to play. And, you know, that's one of the things about the quarterback position. You don't bring guys in and out as much as you do every other position. So he's done all the work necessary to have himself ready. So take advantage of that. Be excited for it. Be in the office, be around, study, you know, be seen, make sure that you know what the game plan is going into practice so you're getting ahead a little bit. And then executing, you know, really just his assignments out there on the field. Call the play properly, make sure we're lined up, make sure we're looking at the play clock. All the things that he needs to do as a quarterback, and then physically execute when you have an opportunity to throw the ball or you know, get us out of a bad play. So, you know, those are the things. And then also just to make sure that, you know, we all understand, too, he hasn't had the same amount of live reps and opportunities in games. So he's watched it, but there's a difference between watching it and doing it. And so we got to catch up on some reps. We got to make sure that our plan, you know, does fit him, and the things that we're doing with our guys are going to be some of our best things that we've done this year. And we can go out there and execute it at a high level. And he needs to do that in practice. And I really believe what he does in practice, he'll show up in the game. And so we pay close attention to that and know, like, this is what he feels comfortable with. Let's go execute it Saturday.
What stands out on film about the South Carolina defense?
I think they play hard. I think they've got their edge rusher, number one. I think he's very good. He's got 5 or 6 sacks. Their linebackers, I think, are all solid. As far as just where they need to be, and I think they play sound, and they are physical. And then in the secondary, their safety, he's all over the field. I think he's a guy you can get some plays at times because maybe of their coverage structure and all that, but when he has a chance to kind of roam and feel where he thinks the ball might go, he does a good job. He puts himself in a position to make plays. And when he's there, he goes up and gets it. He's actually very good with his hands. So he's got quite a few interceptions. I think 5 interceptions right now, 5 or 6 interceptions.
And 81 tackles. I mean, 81 tackles. He's around the ball a lot.
He is, yeah. So he's very productive. He's a very productive player. But overall, I think they play hard. I think they do a good job in their schemes and structure. And I think they got good players on that side of the ball that, you know, are developing and getting better. And you see that as the season goes on. There's improvement on that football team, and that's what you got to prepare for.
TJ's first start a year ago for LSU was against South Carolina. Is there any interest at all in just looking at what worked for them a year ago as you prepare the game plan for this year in a different uniform, different team, the whole ball of wax?
Yeah, I got to ask that question. I know that our offensive staff has looked at that. And there's certainly some things from that we could probably take away and that we've seen this week. I know our offensive staff has done that. For me, it's, you know, it's so different. It's such a long time ago, and so many things have changed for TJ, the schemes and all that. He's a different player. He's in a different system. Now, I know for him, he remembers it.
Sure.
And, you know, I think that's part of it, too, like just in his mind that he had that opportunity at LSU. He has that opportunity now here. And so that's kind of just his own story. However, you know, what I do like about TJ is he's very focused. He's very determined. And he doesn't get caught up in too many things that aren't the most important things. And the most important things are we needed to have a really good day of practice. That's what the most important thing was today, and he did that. And it'll go on that way for the rest of the week, and then come Saturday, go execute and you know, do your job out there for this offense. So there'll be some of that for him personally, but he knows what we have to get done for us to go out there and have a successful game.
All right, we have one more segment here with head coach Brian Harsin. The Chick-fil-A app is here to help you savor every second of the game. Just order ahead through the Chick-fil-A app and score before the game even starts. Eat more chicken and War Eagle. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Check out the Talking Tigers podcast with Andy Burcham wherever you listen to podcasts. The Talking Tigers podcast is a series of one-on-one interviews with people who have Auburn connections through athletics, entertainment, or other walks of life, hosted by the voice of the Tigers. Look for and subscribe to the Talking Tigers podcast with Andy Burcham wherever you listen to podcasts. Presented by Wickles Pickles.
When it's game day on the plains, it's all about tradition. Family, friends, and football. And that tradition continues with Auburn and Golden Flake snacks. Proudly wear your colors and tailgate with the simple southern goodness of delicious Golden Flake snacks. So grab a bag of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. It's game time. Tailgate with Golden Flake, the official salty snack of the Auburn Tiger.
This is head coach Brian Harsin. Here at Auburn, hard work is behind everything we do. It's a mindset that goes well beyond the game of football. It's how Ford Motor Company built the toughest, most productive F-150 ever. They simply put in the hard work and they get the results they want. I not only believe in Ford and what they stand for, I'm a proud owner of one too. Visit your local Ford dealer and check out F-150, official truck of the Auburn Tigers.
Get your game day started with the Auburn Sports Network and the Tiger Tailgate Show, presented by Kaneka Sausage. Paul Ellen, Brad Law, Andy Burcham, Stan White, Ronnie Brown, and Jason Campbell bring the tailgate party to you and break down the game from every angle, plus visits from former Tiger standouts and thoughts on other games across the country. 3 hours before kickoff of every Auburn game, it's the Tiger Tailgate Show, presented by Kaneka Sausage.
Back on Tiger Talk, final segment here with head football coach Brian Harsin, along with the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham. I'm Brad Law. Auburn in South Carolina, Saturday night, 6 Central. We're on the air at 3 Central.
Kirk Sampson is here, too.
Yes, Kirk is here, and he's our coordinating producer tonight. He's the MVP of the broadcast. Anthony Lowe's in our Skyview Auburn Sports Network studios as well.
Yeah.
It's coming up in a bit. All right, we have talked an awful lot, Coach, about your offense against South Carolina's defense. Let's flip it. I'll ask you the same question I asked to Eku a little while ago. How much hunger have you seen from the guys, especially defensively, to get back out on that field?
Well, I think the energy from both sides this week, but in particular the defensive side, they've definitely had a couple practices where the finishing part has been emphasized. And as far as just the hustle and the effort and all that, that's been emphasized, and they're doing it out of practice. And that's what you take away from the last time you played. Like, every single time after the game's over, what did you learn? And every guy has to take that information, own it, and move that and use that moving forward. So bottom line is we got to finish. Bottom line is we got to play good football. And, you know, we can do things when you look at the games that we played, all the coulda, woulda, shouldas. You know, even in games you win. You know, that to me is what you're really focused on, is just your attitude towards those things you know that you can do better, and the intensity that you have to have in order to practice a certain way to make sure that you're ready for that. And then that just overall determination to go out there and play 4 quarters of football to the best of your ability. I mean, there's no back down. There's no lay down. There's no slow down. There's none of that in a game, ever. And as a player, that should always be the mindset. You know, I tell the guys, when the game's over, even though you won the game, you're still disappointed because you don't get to play any longer. And that's why you do all this work. So maximize the opportunity to go out there and play. Maximize your opportunities to practice. And then know that, you know, if you're going to do anything great you know, not just in sports. You got to finish. The people that do great things, they finish, and that's what separates you know, those people from kind of being good to great. You know, that they're able to finish whatever it is they're doing. So that's a message that, you know, we've hit, but we got to keep hitting. We're not there. But it is something that our guys have focused on this week, and I've seen it in practice.
What do you see out of South Carolina from an offensive standpoint, Coach?
Multiple. Yeah, they're multiple. They run it. They throw it. You know, they're down to their third quarterback, and I still think this guy is talented with his arm. He can throw it. He makes plays. They've got good skill players. And they're going to give you a lot of different looks. They're going to game plan for what they think they can take advantage of against your defense. So there's going to be things on film that we've seen that they're going to try to do against us that we'll be ready for. There's going to be new things that we haven't seen because they're going to try to make something up that they feel like fits that game plan versus Auburn. And just you have to do a great job of knowing, you know, your assignment, knowing what you need to be doing, and being prepared for a variety of different things.
How different has their offense looked with each of the three quarterbacks that they've used? And is that a challenge to get consistent preparation when they've had three different guys?
Not well, let me say this. I haven't seen every single play that they've run with all different guys. But yeah, from the reps or from the games that I've watched, you know, they still have their schemes that they're going to use. They still have a run game that's any quarterback can operate. They still have a pass game that I believe they feel like all their quarterbacks can operate. So it's not too much different. There's a couple little things in there that you see from the quarterbacks that one does better than the other. But at the end of the day, I mean, they still got to run their offense. They still have to go out there and execute that. So we're just preparing for, you know, what we believe that we're going to see, the things that we feel like they may be done well, or things that, you know, we can anticipate them doing, and just going out there and executing that.
What have you learned about your ball club in a road setting? And you've seen some tough ones, and this will be another tough one on Saturday night, from Penn State to LSU to Arkansas to, you know, and A&M, and now you go to South Carolina. What have you learned about your team as a road team, Coach?
Well, I think we've traveled, and I mean from leaving our facility to the airplane and getting there and doing all our things that we normally do on Friday. Every game we play in, there's going to be, whether it's at home or away, there's going to be, you know, a packed house. And that's the awesome thing about being in the SEC is, you know, every game you go to has got that energy to it. As far as being on the road goes, it's not so much about that any longer. It's about, what do we have to do to go out there and execute our assignments and just play good football? And I think the challenge of being on the road, I think that's part of what we talk about, that we have to be able to handle. And then certainly just from a mentality standpoint, I mean, you got nobody in there cheering for you. You got nobody, you know, that's in your favor. So sometimes that can be the best environment too. Just walk in there and have that mentality, kind of like a SWAT team, just get in there, do your job, all right, and get out. And that to me is, you know, when I think guys are really dialed in, when you have a team that's like that, when they show up on game day and they get dressed and they run out there and it's like, let's go play. And they execute, and then we get back in the locker room, we clean up, and we get out. You know, that's the best feeling. And when you have that mindset as a player and as a team, you got a great chance of winning those games.
Thank you for the visit tonight. Look forward to Saturday night in Columbia, Coach. War Eagle.
All right, War Eagle.
It's head football coach Brian Harsin. That brings us to the end of tonight's show. Remember, our next broadcast on the Auburn Sports Network is men's basketball from Tampa, 5:30 Central Time Friday, before the Tigers and the Bulls at 6 o'clock Central. And then we're on the air at 3 Central Saturday with a Tiger tailgate show before Auburn battles South Carolina. The general manager of the Auburn Sports Network has been Harling. Producer in our Skyview Auburn Sports Network studios has been Anthony Lowe.
Tony.
For our guests, equestrian head coach Greg Williams, and from football, offensive coordinator Mike Bobo, edge rusher Eku Liota, and head coach Brian Harsin. And for the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, I'm Brad Law. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk, presented each and every night that we do the show by Alpha Insurance.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance. Protect your car, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com.
Tonight's show has also been brought to you by Ford. For great offers on F-150, visit your local Ford dealer. Official truck of the Auburn Tigers. Verizon, the exclusive 5G partner of Auburn Athletics. Alabama Power, proud to support the Auburn Tigers. And by Golden Flake, the favorite potato chip of the Auburn Tigers. Listen to the show anytime on demand at auburntigers.com/watch. Tiger Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Auburn Sports Network, a division of Play Fly Sports.